Hello.
Hey Ruth, how are you? This is Sheldon here.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay. So, Ruth, firstly, I apologize. I know things have been rough, okay? And I'm
You
trying to
even made
do.
me fail my exam last night. I'm not gonna lie. You even made me fail my exam last night. I was so pissed. But anyway, so
The thing I've been trying to
how
explain.
can we fix that? How can we fix the problem, Sheldon?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, okay? The situation is that the first file you gave to us, okay, before the editor changes, it was with the standard size, okay? Now, the book you have is a designed file, okay? And we don't even possess the source file for the book. So, as far as editing goes, the person you have for editing the book, I'll be very honest with you. There are a few things. If you want us to do it, we'll try to do it, but I'll explain exactly what's going on with the book so you have a good idea. Can you open the book up for me if you are able to right now? The
Give me
manuscript.
a sec. Where are you? No. You got us. I'm not with my computer. I'm at the office.
You sure you can open it on your phone? You should be. I'm just going to show you the problem as to why if you
No,
start editing the book,
I'm fine.
it'll take way too much time if you start editing the book because we don't have even possess a source file for this.
But this is what I'm trying to explain. The lady, she said she worked with the book on Adobe. That's what she used, Adobe PDF. Me, when I couldn't reach her for me to do the change, I could do it. I do have an account with Adobe, though I could change it easily myself on my computer. I did make some change on it. You understand? So according to
Text,
the size,
editing text is fine. Editing text is fine. I'm talking about issues with the design. It's not the text that's difficult to edit. It's the design that is difficult to edit.
What
Let
do you
me
mean
show
about? You
you.
talking
Let
about
me show
when
you.
you
Let
said
me show you. Okay?
I'm trying to
Something
open
very
this?
basic. Something very basic. You got the book in front of you?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know when you have the book in front of you, and I'll show you because I don't know who you work with, but the work is somewhat not professional. I'll explain why exactly, because there are inconsistencies in the book that's causing problems with even general printing.
They're just been waiting, so I'll be sending you the link in the chat.
He's unloading right now. So now, admit them, what can be done right now at this point?
What can be done right now is I already have my team working on a small edit. Hopefully that works and we won't have to do much. Okay? But I'm trying to explain to you if we are going to put this at a publish, there are a few things you will need to get done on this book, okay? First is consistency. Consistency of the. Go to page two, there's on the top left, there's a square, right? Throughout your entire book, there's like a blue square on the top left corner, right? Top right
It's
corner.
not, wait, it's not loading. Wait.
Oh, it's still loading. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me know when the book's loaded.
Okay. Take
Look,
one minute to second.
as per my
So
email,
you
I'm
said that
just
people
here to
cannot.
help, okay? I'm just here to help.
You know, it's not about that. It's not about just here to help. You have to understand. This it's been 3 months, and this work we've been going and going. Now you know what I'm doing. I'm refunding people. They are so mad. They're telling me that we are unprofessional, that we're lying to them, and the book is not ready and everything. That pre-order thing is a scam. They want their money back. So I've been paying those people back because I don't. So what do you think? Who want to lose money when they having when doing being doing business? Yeah, at the same time, is my face on the book? Is
I
my
completely
name on the book?
understand.
Is my credibility?
I completely understand. That's why I'm trying to get this done as quick as possible. I even personally went to our printing department just to try to see if they can just get this done. But there are a few things that when I'll explain to you, you'll understand that this is a problem, especially when we go to printing, and it will look bad if we just go directly into printing. We can get it done, but it will cause problems. But that's what I'm trying to sort out right now by my team.
I just want this work to be done and done. Hire you guys, and I thought, you know, I hire a team of professionals. This girl, she made that book for me a long time ago. I mean, when I say long time, and she did it, I make the change and everything. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know what, let me hire a team of professionals to do it. And in that sense, for me, I hire you guys to bring me solutions. So, and then listening to all the things, me, I want you to tell me, okay, there's still this problem. This is how it's going to be to fix it. That's what I want to hear.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something very important. I think we just missed out. Initially, I told you this, okay? I've read your entire package, all of it, what you've purchased, okay? You have to understand, you have a publishing and marketing package, okay? The services for editing and proofreading is a complimentary service given you purchased a premium package. The book that you gave us is a designed book, okay? In a designed book, that's a completely different service. That's what I was trying to tell you. Because when it comes to a designed book, we have to move everything piece by piece. And I'll show you the difference between a professional work and a work generally done. Because we have to look at a lot of things and we have to edit piece by piece, which isn't a quick process. I'll be very honest with you. It's not a quick process.
Okay, I am there now. What you talking about, the second page?
Okay. Just go to second page. It's a blank page, and in the top right corner, there's a square, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at that square, okay? Now come to page, this is 3, 4, 5. Come to page 5. Look at the same square. Is it in the same place?
You said they are not at the same place?
It's not at the same place, okay? Do you see there's like
a
white border?
I mean, is that the same
size? Oh, do you see there's like a white border at the end of the page? Like at the corner of this page with the motto?
I see.
Right? Now, that white
mm-hmm.
border, that's called bleeding, okay? The reason why we leave out bleeding is because in the printing and cutting process of the page, a bit of the page gets cut out. So we have to leave a bleeding edge. So when the printing is done, it's neat and clean and nothing gets cut out during the cutting process of the pages. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So throughout your entire book, if you'll scan it, the top right box is in random. Some places it's completely to the corner, some places it's left out the bleeding area, some in places there's a different size to it. Altogether, it's not consistent at all, okay? Now, if you
mm-hmm.
go to, what if this is page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and page number 16, okay? The biggest problem initially was page number 16. Now, I understand that you got it done by someone who's not exactly a professional, right?
Well, she said she was. She could do
Let me tell you the difference, okay? Now, look at where the square is placed on this page.
I cannot. This is, you know, I don't have the program on my computer in the office. I cannot edit that thing.
Okay no
anyway,
problem. Take your time. Get to
page
16.
Page 16?
Yeah, page 16 where you have the entire map and it's all laid out, 7 paths of an immigrant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's big too. Over there it's big.
Yeah. So the square, for consistency, the square should have been top right, right? But you can see it on bottom left.
Let me see. You said in the first one? Let me
page 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the U.S. map, 7 paths of an immigrant. You see that page?
Give me 1 second.
Sure,
give
take
me
your time.
Second.
Take your time.
Agama. Wait a minute.
You're bothering me.
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking. I'm trying to find a page you're talking about. Give me one moment.
No problem. Take your time. I'm here.
16. Okay. Then the seven part of the immigrant?
Yes,
seven
paths of the immigrant.
Actually, so that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the inconsistency. Yes, I saw it.
Yeah. It shows inconsistency. That's why I asked if you got it done by an actual professional. Now, even when it's highlighting USA, do you see like there's a mistake in, there's a double dot between S and A? And there's a dot ahead of A as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's just few things. Like, if we start going, the reason why this kind of edit usually is a separate service is because we have to be very careful with all of this. This is something that needs a lot of attention.
So what you are telling me, you cannot make those corrections by yourself. That's what you're saying.
We don't even have the source file. Think of it this way. We can't just generally edit a PDF, right? This is a design file. This wasn't done on a PDF editor. This was done on a design.
Adobe. No, it was done on Adobe.
Okay.
On my computer at home, and on my computer at home, I can edit it. It's just I cannot do it at the office right now, but at home I can do it.
There's something that, do you have the source file for it? Can you send me the source file?
But that's the one I sent to you. That's the one she sent to me. I just edited and saved and sent back to you. That's what I'm keep saying. That's the same one I've been editing myself. Because I do have the PDF program to edit it with the Adobe program. So she didn't use anything else.
The same thing. I assume the program that you were using was InDesign because this looked like a WordPress.
No. Adobe. It was not InDesign. It was just Adobe.
Okay. So,
even for the last pages, I'm the one who add them. With my design, I just added it with Adobe.
Okay. Okay, then no wonder there's a lack of inconsistency because if you're doing it in Adobe, you have to do it page by page. When you're doing it in InDesign, you can just do it directly, which was my confusion as to why there's inconsistency with the squares. Okay, now I get it. What I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to get my team to do this. Look, being very honest with you, there are a few policies on our end that do not allow us to give extra services. Okay, there's compliance check and everything, but I'm trying to get this done, and it's being done silently. I'm pulling my favors to get this done. Okay, so for now, what
you
I'm
know,
concentrating
for the solution
on,
with us.
That's what I'm saying. The solution for now, because you already have few customers that need to receive the book. For now, let's just get the current book printed. Okay, what I'm trying to get is to do is get print ready.
What do you mean by current? What current book are you talking about? The last one I sent you? This one you are just opened right now?
The last one, yeah. I'm just trying to get minor edits done just so we won't have a problem in printing. Once we are done with that, once your current clients, the one who have bought the book, are satisfied, I'll tell you in detail the problems that are in this designed manuscript.
Listen, Sheldon. After 3 months, I don't want to hear what problem I have. I want to know what solution you're gonna bring. Listen,
you
guys gonna
charge
me?
You
guys gonna charge me? Listen, I don't have time for that. You're gonna charge me more to make sure you do all the editing and that the book is perfect. Do it. I'm pretty sure that's not gonna cost $500 or $1,000. I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be the price. So do it. I just want that book to be finished because it's been so long now, and I have an event to plan, and I cannot wait You see, you don't understand how this book is stopping me. And we're not even at the stage because we have the Creole version, the Spanish version, the French version. We have as well, don't forget, the audio book. So we're going to take like 3 years to do the rest.
It's once we have things right now, I'm just trying to get this printing done because remember your talk with Samantha and you said you just wanted the printed books and hold the rest? I have my hands tied as well because your last conversation with the finance department was to hold everything till the printing.
This is not what I said. Mm-mm. She got it wrong. I said she asked me for payment. I said, I'm not going to pay a dime till you guys send me those books because I have customers who's reading already for this book. They paid already. I wanted to send me those books to send to them. And after I will make the payment, we will continue with the project. But we're not doing anything yet because till now I don't have this book for now. I still don't have it. Do I have the book?
That's honestly what I'm trying to get done. I'm just trying because there's inconsistency throughout the book. It's a bit difficult to even get this printed, but I'm trying to get it adjusted to see if we can hopefully get this printed. Okay, so probably by today or tomorrow, I should have a response from my team for the edits that were required, and I think we should be able to get it printed. Okay.
So every edit, you guys take 2 days. Okay.
I'm trying because it's a hush-hush situation for me to get this done. I can't do it openly. So I have to pull favors to get this done. You have to understand my end as well.
This is not fair.
Okay.
But anyway, no problem. You let me know because, listen, I've been refunding money and I'm not happy.
I know. It's taken a lot of time. But as soon as we get this printing out of the way, things will get rolling a lot quicker. Okay?
D'accord.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
You good?
We're good.
Okay. So as soon as that's done, I'll let you know. I'll give you a preview, and we'll move on from there. Okay?
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Take care. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.